Lecture 1, King Narmer, the Unification of Egypt.
Hi, I'm Bob Breyer, and we're going to talk about the great pharaohs of Egypt. But let me start by telling you what I'd like to do with this course. My hope is that by presenting a history of Egypt to you, through the lives of the pharaohs, you'll be able to remember it. We're not going to talk about dates. Everybody always forgets them anyway. What we're going to do is try to present personalities, the people who made Egypt great. Now, we're going to have 12 lectures, and we're going to talk about pharaohs like Narmer, the first king of Egypt. Then, from Narmer, we're going to go to somebody you've probably never heard of, Sneferu. But he's the pharaoh who taught Egypt how to build pyramids. So, through the lives of these kings, we're going to learn more about Egyptian history. After Sneferu, we're going to go to Hatshepsut, a woman who ruled Egypt as king, not queen. So she is, in a sense, the first of the women's libbers. After Hatshepsut, we'll talk about Akhenaten, an absolutely unique pharaoh who changed the religion, turned it into monotheism, and almost destroyed Egypt. And then from him, we go to his son, Tutankhamun, the most famous pharaoh of all times. And we'll need two lectures for him, because he's so important and so intriguing. After Tutankhamun, we'll talk about Ramses the Great, the pharaoh who ruled Egypt for 67 years. We'll need two lectures for him. After Ramses, we'll go to the late period. We'll talk about kings who were Nubians. That's in the south, the modern Sudan. They were the black pharaohs of Egypt. They went north, conquered Egypt, and ruled. So we'll talk about Nubians. And then we go to the very end of Egyptian history, when the Greeks ruled. We'll talk about Alexander the Great, who conquers Egypt and starts Greek rule. And then we go to the Ptolemies. These were kings who made Egypt great, but in a way also destroyed it. You'll see. And the very last Ptolemy is Cleopatra, the last ruler of Egypt, and we'll end the course with Cleopatra. So my hope is that through these kings, and I call them kings even though they're women there, they're ruling as kings, through these kings' lives, you'll get a feeling for Egyptian history, but also the personalities. Now, let me say one thing about this approach, this kind of almost like a people's magazine for ancient Egypt. I mean, as I say, my hope is that you'll remember, that you'll be able to say, ah, yes, he was the pharaoh who did this, who did that, you know? But I'm bucking 2,500 years of tradition. My thesis in this course is that what made Egypt great were the people, individuals who did great things. But there's a tradition that goes against this. And let me tell you about the other tradition, just to be fair. And it starts with a man named Herodotus. Now, Herodotus was a Greek tourist who went to Egypt in 450 BC, right? So he's an early tourist. Didn't speak the language, needed guides, worked through interpreters, but he was trying to learn as much as he could about Egypt. And Herodotus made the famous statement, "Egypt is the gift of the Nile." Now, he meant it literally. He meant that Egypt was actually given by the Nile. What he means is this. Every year, the Nile overflowed its banks. And when it overflowed its banks, the Nile deposited rich topsoil. So both sides of Egypt, both sides of the Nile, had an annual renewal of black topsoil on either side. What that means is you don't need fertilizers. The land's never going to grow weak, you know, in growing power. You can grow more food than you need. So in a sense, Herodotus is saying what made Egypt great is the Nile. It had geography working for it. Why? Egypt could grow more food than it needed. Throughout its history, Egypt was known for growing food. It had more food than it needed. Now, if you can grow more food than you need, you can do all kinds of things. For example, you can have a standing army. You can support a bunch of guys, 40,000, 50,000 guys, give them food, and they don't contribute anything immediately to your economy. But you've got a professional army, and that can give you a tremendous advantage. And that's why Egypt ruled the Near East, says Herodotus. So for Herodotus, the whole point is what makes Egypt great isn't the pharaohs. It's not hard work. It's the Nile. Right? So that's the tradition that I'm bucking. I'm going to say, uh-uh. You know, you can have all kinds of wonderful things with the Nile, but what made Egypt great for me are the personalities. They had great leaders, and that's what did it.